Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. It took so long to change.
S38 Special bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. George Scott is our guest, our new friend, founder of Business Consulting Services. He's also a professor of business at the Empire State College, part of the SUNY organization. Thanks again, George, for staying here, for being with us today, talking to us about selling a business. Let's talk about a little bit more of the fundamentals of selling a business, and then let's talk about the demographics around this. What are the possibilities? So as we get closer to getting the business set up to be sold, what are some of the last things that a business needs to pay attention to before they actually go making themselves available to the marketplace? What do you think?
It depends on the type of business. If it's an asset-heavy business, they should have the assets properly maintained, like if it's a manufacturing firm, properly maintained, records brought up to date, and have an appraisal done if they don't already have an appraisal that's 2 years old or less.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a service business and there's just basically office furniture and equipment, then that really doesn't need to be appraised. But it's good to accept the reality that what they paid for it is not what a buyer is willing to pay for it, because it's now all used.
Do you have any particular valuation methodology that you like, or do you try to use three or four?
Actually, I try to use up to five different approaches, because in doing so, one value you will be inordinately high, which is tossed out. One value will be inordinately low, which is tossed out. Mm-hmm. And the remaining three usually provide a good value corridor within which the business will probably be sold.
Mm-hmm.
One point I want to make regarding the price of the business, that is a significant factor in selling the business. What is actually more important than the price is the total value of the buy-sell agreement. Because if the terms and conditions are such that they're comfortable for both the buyer and seller, then there's greater value in the long term than there is if somebody just demands that they get their price, so
mm-hmm.
to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because there could be a training and transition agreement.
So if the seller is willing to hang around and spend some time to make sure that the success of the business, that the transfer is successful, that's worth something, isn't it?
That is.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, of course, oftentimes that's tied to the payout, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because there can be part of the compensation, and this is where part of the process is a business owner notifying their accountant and notifying their attorney of their intent to sell, because they can provide invaluable guidance to make sure that the best moves are made by the business seller mm-hmm. as they go through the entire process. Because depending on how the buy-sell agreement is structured, it may have significant tax ramifications, both either positive or negative. So that if somebody says, I want to get my price, and otherwise I'll close down, well, neither one of those actions will probably
mm-hmm.
occur in reality. But the value of the buy-sell agreement, once scrutinized by particularly the accountant and the attorney as circumstances dictate, can prove to be a very positive transition of ownership and operation of that particular business.
I want to change over for a minute and talk about the landscape, the demographic landscape, because as you and I both know, the baby boomer generation was very entrepreneurial and very much, very heavily weighted toward business ownership. A lot of baby boomer businesses out there. And we're all getting older. We're not going to last forever. So over the next 10 years, a lot of them are going to be available to be acquired. But we also know that the generation just under us is several million, by maybe like 20 million smaller than we are. And even though the generation behind them is bigger, neither one of those generations are as entrepreneurial as the baby boomers are. So are you concerned that there are not going to be enough buyers for all the baby boomer business sellers?
There, my opinion, there will always be buyers. There just may not be as many of them, because all it takes is one person or one acquiring entity to make the purchase. Sometimes it'll take a while to find that best possible purchaser, but you're absolutely right. There is a shift of demographics, mm-hmm. and I think there'll be a surprise as time goes by, because the Generation Xers and Yers, out of necessity,
right,
they have to become entrepreneurial.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next 10 years. Hey, George, I need your website quickly one more time.
www.businessconsultingsvcs.com. The SVCS is short for services.
All right. Hey, thanks for being here, George. Come back soon. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.